This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah Al-Ankabut. Now, these are all early Makkan surahs that focus on the stories of the prophets and the concept of the dangers of shirk and disbelief and the dangers of oppression. Surah Al-Qasas is one of the many surahs in the Quran where the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam is narrated. But the difference between Surah Al-Qasas and most of the other surahs where the story is narrated is that Surah Al-Qasas focuses more on the beginning of the story. You see, most of the other surahs, we learn more about Musa alayhi salam as a prophet, Musa alayhi salam as the leader of Bani Israel, dealing with the Pharaoh, leading his people after the time of the Pharaoh. But with Surah Al-Qasas, we see the beginning of the story. We see the story of his mother and how she had to put him in the basket and put him in the river. The story of his sister and how she had to follow him. The story of how he got married, how he had to run away to Madian, and how he met a man over there with his daughters and got married there and started a separate life there. So it's a very different side of the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And so when you combine this surah with the other surah, you get the full picture of the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Now towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses three of the people of Bani Israel, of the people of Musa alayhi salam's time, who were tyrants, right? So they were in the time of Musa alayhi salam many tyrants. The biggest and the most famous of them, of course, is the Pharaoh. And this leads into the next surah, Surah Al-Ankabut, this chapter of the spider. Why is it called the chapter of the spider? Because in this surah, Allah gives us a parable. He says that if you look at the house of a spider, it's something that the spider feels safe in, that's its web. Yet it's actually very weak. It just takes like a single slap or a single swat and the web breaks. And that is the nature of the safety that the enemies of Islam feel, especially the tyrants. That the tyrants feel safe and secure in their position. But all it takes is a single moment for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away all of their power. And so this is how the two surahs are linked. And one last lesson of Surah Al-Ankabut, the surah begins with a very beautiful passage in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, does mankind think that they will be left alone upon saying we believe without being tested? Know that we have tested those who came before you so that we may separate the truthful from the liars. And so this passage reminds us that life is a test. And each and every one of us are going to be tested. And when you are tested, it's not something to be surprised about. That is the nature of life. Our religion doesn't teach us that if you say you believe, then that's it, for the rest of your life you're going to have a perfect life. No, that's only in general. In this world, we will be tested. And this is one of the core messages of Surah Al-Ankabut, that we will be tested. And in the surah before that, we see how Prophet Musa alayhi salam was tested. And so we link the two together, we can take a role model in Musa alayhi salam and his family in how to deal with the test of life. Subhanallah, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamu ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.